Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Why do you look like a dog that doesn't understand where the treat is?
You had it in your left hand, Master.
But wait.
And then it went behind your back, Master. Where did it go?
That was the doggest look I've ever seen you do.
Are you a treat wizard, Master?
Wait a second.
Where did the treat go?
He had a treat, and now it is gone.
I was going to come on all like, uh-oh, it's a red flag warning sort of day, which is a true thing. And like, it's a twist. Like, I was going to make wind commentary.
Really?
Really good.
Okay.
Strong.
What is your strongest wind commentary?
No, I'm not prepared.
Okay.
And this is my dog look. Because I look at the forecast, 72 and breezy, by the way.
Yeah.
Winds 15 to 20 with gusts of 30. We've seen that before.
Sure.
So then my dog brain went, well, then it's because it's a red flag warning. That means high fire potential. So we must be dry. If my sump pump is any indication, my lawn is fine.
Yeah.
Right?
It's moist.
It's moist. All of that snow that was on the ground has now
melted, gone
into the ground.
Yeah.
So I'm a little confused as to why we have a red flag warning today. Thus, the rover doesn't know where the treat is look. Yes.
Well, maybe it's for, I don't know. I can't rationalize it. It doesn't make sense.
So any dry grass brush fires could ignite and go out of control today. And this red flag warning covers a large area of eastern and southeastern Iowa.
Are we way low on moisture? And
starts at noon, goes to late.
Maybe other places it just absorbed more.
Maybe. I don't know. So, you know, the dog in me got confused. Ro-ro. And that's what you got to witness across the room.
Yeah.
Me reading the screen going, that doesn't seem right.
Huh?
And I'm also now regretting wearing a sweater today.
Yeah. You didn't get the memo?
Wasn't paying attention.
70-something degrees? I was like, yes!
I don't look at the weather at all on Saturday and Sunday. Because I do it so much.
You think it's overexposure?
Yes.
Throughout the week.
I hide from the weather on the weekend. Because all I do, my life is mostly weather.
Seems like a bad plan, but I get it.
And you are well-versed in the Eric Hansen method of clothes reuse.
Yeah.
You're noticing a very similar sweater and shirt combo because I wore this Saturday when we went to see Mean Girls.
Yeah.
And my elves wear that. That's
fine.
It's a good-looking Monday outfit.
It passes the Monday test.
Now that I know it's 72, I am easily 10 degrees hotter now. I feel hot because I know it's going to be warm. I walked in this room. It's like, I cooled it down when we got in this morning.
It's nice.
Yeah. No, I'm
temperate. Oh, boy. Ugh. What if you just lost a layer?
Which one? The under or the upper?
I was thinking the sweater. You could just wear a button-down shirt.
That's just, what am I, a salesperson?
You could put the sweater over your shoulders. Yes. Tie the sweater over your shoulders.
I'll look like every bad guy from an 80s movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'll call you Troy.
Call me Troy.
Yes.
Okay. My Troy look is coming.
Oh, I can't wait until Eric becomes Troy. This is exciting.
By the way, I'm driving a red convertible.
Oh, his parents gave him that.
I live on the wealthy side of town.
He's a total jerk.
I'm going to the club later.
Oh, that guy. Ugh. Well, even if you're that guy, I'll still bring you Z Sleaze at 6:45.
Thank you.
Because we finally know exactly what happened. The mystery has been solved in the death of Gene Hackman and his wife.
I think we all were speculating backwards.
Yes.
Is that a fair way to put it?
I agree. I think that what we had expected that happened is not the way that it happened. And unfortunately, our forensic pathologist who had a theory was even wrong.
Yeah.
So we've got to settle that. We also had Lady Gaga hosting and the musical guest of Saturday Night Live this weekend. And she took the opportunity in stride. She took a good hard look at herself and made some good jokes about some of the misses that she's had.
I appreciate artists who just have to acknowledge.
You have to.
When the elephant is not only in the room, it's huge.
Yeah.
Right? You can't ignore it.
You got to mention Joker, yeah, too. She did. She went there. And that's not the only place she went. We'll talk about that in Z's Sleaze. I am really hesitant to tell you about this new stadium food.
No, why would you be hesitant?
Because I don't want us to taste this on a Tuesday ever.
Let's start with the menu item and then we'll go from there.
Well, I know that you're going to get excited when I say milkshake.
Yes!
Okay, here's the thing.
I had my first milkshake of the season yesterday.
Of course you did.
Right?
Wearing a sweater, but already had a milkshake. No, that's on brand. That's on brand. The University of Miami,
yeah,
baseball stadium.
Hurricanes.
They love to do a milkshake that kind of honors whoever they're playing.
So every game, it's a different milkshake?
They switch it up a lot.
Wow.
They most recently played Villanova. And Villanova's just outside of Philly.
Yeah.
So they decided to make a cheesesteak milkshake.
God, I just gagged a little bit.
With cheesesteak and cheese whiz mixed into
in the milkshake?
The vanilla milkshake.
I've changed my mind. I do not want to have that.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for being on my side. One person tried it and said, honestly, it was awesome.
What part made it good?
You had to have been inebriated.
That's horrible sounding.
Disgusting. It was a limited time thing. It's just for that game, whatever team they're playing. But they've done this before, too. They made a lobster shake.
Like for Boston College or something?
Maine.
Yeah.
When Maine. There was a team from New Jersey. Now, this sounds doable. A cannoli milkshake.
Heck, yeah.
Do that. Makes sense. But this week, it was a cheesesteak milkshake. No. And the pictures don't make it look good either.
I bet not.
No.
It's not on the side. It's in the milkshake.
In the milkshake. Blah. No thanks.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, before I cheerlead you, I first need to talk about a meeting I have at 3:30 today, unlike any meeting I've ever had before.
What is this meeting?
I'll tell you. In this profession, quite often you are asked to MC. Hey, do you mind master of ceremoning this thing? You know, get the speakers up on stage.
You're not afraid of a microphone.
Introduce the crowd to what's going down. Help with some fundraising. All of the above. And I've been asked back to MC the luncheon for Junior League of Cedar Rapids.
Oh.
It's a very powerful group of area women who do a lot of good, raise a lot of money. But for the first time ever, I've been asked to bring a co-host along.
Is this how you're asking?
And it's not you.
Oh, boo!
The two people on stage will be Mr. and Mrs. Hansen.
Have you guys ever co-hosted?
We have never co-hosted before.
Anything?
No. No.
Have you practiced?
Well, this is what the meeting's for.
Okay, good.
That's what the meeting's
for. You have a meeting with your wife?
She's at the meeting. No, the organizer is taking us out to go over the flow of the event.
I called a meeting with
also,
my wife.
I have some very specific requirements if you're going to co-host with me, as you well know.
Yeah,
so
he's got a writer.
Yeah, it starts with the M&M colors and it goes well beyond that. So we...
Notoriously difficult.
Eric won't say those words. Nope. No, he doesn't like that word.
No, Eric doesn't like those.
No. I'll read that portion. I don't know if he's going to like that either. Yeah, I'm hard to work with.
Yeah.
The Dancing Eric Hansen and lovely and talented Mrs. Shannon Hansen are co-hosting. God, I hope this wasn't a surprise. Just now realizing maybe this was a surprise, but oh well.
She didn't know?
No, she knows.
Oh.
I don't know if the luncheon knew.
Oh! You ruined the great surprise.
I think I did, but oh well.
It's going to be something.
I will be something. Yes.
This is either the first of many or the last.
The last of the first.
The last of the
first of many.
One time only.
Oh, boy.
I can go one
You remember, she co-hosted with you 3 women's days ago, and that was hard for me.
Yeah.
To be in the room there, and I could, like, I'm not supposed to be talking, but I kind of want to interject.
I wonder how that's going to go.
I do, too.
The two of you.
Yep.
Well, good luck.
Thanks.
I think it'll be great.
Did you wink? Or were you just like cringing?
It went up at the end.
It did.
I think it'll be great.
Gotta hope so. We'll find out.
Better be great.
Yes. Meeting today and then the event in 15 days. I know.
No pressure. I need you to cheerlead me on getting through to the end of Girl Scout cookie season.
You can do it.
I feel like things are slowing down just a bit in terms of demand. We had a cookie booth yesterday, and actually it went really, really well. We had people who were interested in buying cookies, but I feel like a lot of times these poor kids are getting shot down because, like, we already bought cookies.
You're targeting a very small group of people.
Yeah.
The uncookied
folk.
That's who you're going for.
At this point, because they've been on sale since, like, the beginning of February, so we've had a month to get our cookies. At this point, if you haven't secured, you're probably good.
What I've learned in this business, and especially thanks to all of our advertisers, and specifically the car dealers or furniture stores, you have a couple of options.
Okay.
One, just let everybody know you have too much inventory.
Everything must go.
Yes. Are you allowed to discount prices?
I am not.
You can't slash prices?
I cannot slash prices.
Okay. Well, that's fine. That's fine.
Unless I eat it, you know?
No. You're not a charity. You're a business.
I am not. We're a business.
Leave the booth. And then all of a sudden, the boss is out of town sale. Right? And the girls have gone crazy.
I've left minors unaccompanied. Yes. That's one idea. I'll write that one down.
The boss is out of town. I don't know if I could top that.
The boss is out of town.
That might be my best idea.
That's solid. It's solid.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
Something on your phone's going to jump out and go, this was the coolest point. This was the highlight of my weekend.
I loved this moment so much. You probably have that photo on your phone. We want to see it. Post it on the Z102.9 Facebook page underneath the ones that we have shared with you.
Let's start with the very first photo. Young Ben, producer Ben, is on yet another cruise.
Yes. He's setting sail, and it looks like he may be the captain. He's got the hat.
I saw this photo come through this weekend, and my first thought was not, I'm happy for you. It's, damn it, how'd you get my captain's hat?
Did he steal your captain's
hat? No, that is a fresh take on. That's a new captain's hat. I've never seen that captain's hat before.
You had a moment of panic, though?
A little bit. I'm like, those captain's hats. So he is, we knew that he was going, so it is out of New Orleans. He's got stops along the Mexican coast. He's going to be in Belize. I was trying hard. They took a port away from him.
Yeah.
And much like I coached you through the world of trying to get your cards done for Christmas time, I tried to coach him to get at least a little upgrade or something. Nothing transpired.
Because that port that they cut off had a sloth experience.
He was going to get to hold a sloth.
And he was super excited about holding a sloth.
Yeah, but that's not happening. I did, though, kick in. I got him a little onboard credit. So hopefully they're enjoying that.
Good. I hope that they do.
Bought producer Ben a bottle of wine on his cruise. He looks great. He is put together. That entire outfit matches.
It does.
By the way, it looks fantastic.
He looks like a vacation Ben. He does not look like office Ben.
No.
This is a different producer Ben.
That's a different Ben.
Yeah.
All right. Sliding one photo to the right, we've got Claire's photo.
It was a birthday weekend for poor Nick, my husband. And we celebrated, actually, with you.
That's true.
We had a very busy Saturday. It was my daughter's last show choir competition, so we snuck that in and then made it to the matinee performance of Mean Girls at Hancher Auditorium.
We ran into a lot of people in the audience that we knew.
It was fun.
Then we went to dinner afterwards and ran into people who were going to the night performance,
yes,
which was great as well.
It's so funny, too, when you go to see a show and everybody kind of gets the theme. There were so many women dressed in pink.
Yes.
Which is just kind of, you know.
I think because it's more than a show.
It's so fun. It's been a movie. It's been a part of your life for so long. It's been such a movement.
And as Tina Fey points out, why do women, it feels like it, specifically keep tearing each other down?
Yeah.
Be it high school, be it in Hollywood, be it in the workplace.
What's the point, ladies?
There's a great message. It was highly entertaining, a lot of fun. And this is now two birthdays in a row we've hung out with you.
I know.
Are we going for three?
Just works out that way. Let's go.
Are we going for three?
Let's go for three.
Okay. Moving over to my photo. So this is where we were hanging out. on Friday night. Also, we were not together, but we were together.
We had to go. My daughter is a huge 80s rock fan.
So you are behind us, and so we're one row in front of you. We are at the Rock of Ages, basically a concert. It's like a musical review.
So fun.
Bringing back your favorite songs, a lot of the characters from the Broadway show, the TCR stage, 2 years ago. It's a ton of fun, and the narrator of the show, who sings a lot, comes out. He does a t-shirt change every song.
Every time he goes off stage, when he comes back, he's got a brand new t-shirt.
And there it is for all the world to see. For the last 10 minutes of the show, he is rocking a Z102.9 Jiff and the Choosy Mothers t-shirt. The band I was in at this very radio station.
I saw that shirt come out on stage. And
I looked back at you.
I looked at you.
We were pumped.
What? So cool.
This is Adam
Burnham.
You went to high school with him.
I did. Which is the great thing about community theater.
Yes.
It's like, oh, hey.
One of my favorite characters, besides this one, when he was in Spamalot, he played the guy who just made the horse sounds behind the other character all the time.
It's just so funny.
He's a great actor. We've been in shows together. But I had to get a photo with a rare in the wild sighting of a Jiff in the Choosy Mothers t-shirt.
So funny
you
that he chose
that.
You
don't see those out. As many as we handed out for free, by the way.
I know.
You think they'd be everywhere.
Did you have to ask him to change back into it?
No. So we bought tickets so we could hang out with the cast after the show. And he came out wearing that. And I'm like, dude, I got to get a photo. And then we talked about how he got the shirt. There's a family member that I think helped do sound for the band.
Oh, cool.
So he, yeah. Of all the nights, though.
It's like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon or something,
yes.
You know?
Yes. He didn't wear the same shirts in the same order every night. This was not, no. Because I just checked somebody else's cast photos. He doesn't have that shirt on at the end of the show on Friday or on Thursday nor Saturday.
Huh.
So of all the shows, of all the people in the audience.
He knew you were going to be there.
I don't know what it was, but he wore this shirt. So exciting. Okay, so those are our photos right now. At a minimum, you got to check out Producer Ben. Please check that out. And then get your photos posted right now. It's One Shot Weekends with the Morning Scramble.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
I hate to do this, but before we talk about a single picture, I think we need to remind people how One Shot Weekend works.
We can't complain about getting too many photos.
Guys, some of you are posting two or three photos. And the rule is one.
It's one shot weekends. Thank you for putting your other ones in as a comment to your own photo. But it's one shot.
I can't believe we're complaining about. We're being gluttonous of photos.
And as two people who have definitely broken the rules themselves.
Yes, yes, very much so.
But just, you know, one shot.
One shot, please. I'll start with this one just because I'm a little confused by it. And it is one shot.
What?
Garrett. Started demolition on the, quote, crack house. Lots of strong smells and mold. So I'm guessing, Garrett, you're a flipper.
Sure.
And I also have to guess that this house probably has a past.
Yes.
If those walls could talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess thanks for taking a blighted house and flipping it into something our community can use.
I wonder how you know, like, when you're a step too far. Like, this house must still have good bones, but it looks rough.
That's what Shannon is great at and I'm horrible at.
She can tell?
Yeah.
See, I've no.
I'm like, we looked at some mold houses back when we were going to move back. She's like, yeah, we just do this. And I'm like, it's mold.
We can't.
No, there's ways to take it out of the house and look at the structure and the room layout and the age. And
my problem is I watch a little HGTV and then I get too confident. Like, we can do, that's a weekend project and we can handle that. We can build stairs.
That's what it.
You can't build stairs.
I could roof something, right?
No.
It's just laying out. If I could draw a house as a kid with a sun in the corner and a tree,
we'll just re-roof it ourselves.
Garrett, you're inspiration. Thank you for tackling that house.
I love that Krista had some sort of seafood splurge, but when you're on Anna Maria Island, wherever that is, you might as well, right?
Yes. Now, again, Krista, you're a good example. I would have just posted the amount of crab legs because you're correct. That is a gluttonous amount of crab legs.
Those poor crabs. Never saw you coming.
And what's your secret? How do you sneak up on that many crabs, Krista?
Go, Krista.
How do you do that?
Crab killer.
Let's keep the food theme going. Do you see the size of the beverage that Tracy is enjoying? It's called the duck pond.
That's generous.
There are three straws in it. We'll start with that. It's big enough to have a rubber ducky sitting on top of the booze.
That's pretty cool.
That's a pretty good drink.
That's very, very cool.
Very colorful as well. Tracy, thanks for sharing.
On the cute side of things, can we talk about Nicole? Her daughter got to make cookies with grandma, and you capture that moment in the kitchen. That is just so sweet. Those are memories. Keep that one forever.
We have a lot of adorable. Below that, I've got Megan taking her daughter out to enjoy the swing outside. Aww. For the first time of the season.
How fun, because it was such a beautiful weekend.
If you want to get into cuteness with little cuddly animals, Renee, her little boy, dog, had surgery on what looks to be his right arm, paw.
Arm?
I don't know what I'm supposed to call that.
It's above the paw, but it is an arm, a leg.
But that's adorable as well. Ton of photos from Rock of Ages where we ran into a lot of people we knew, including some in our photographs. And then the other major thing happening in downtown Cedar Rapids this weekend was AAU Girl State Wrestling.
Kelly has a cool photo. This is some sort of takedown. I don't know what the move is called, but she got the exact moment of when the action was happening. There was a takedown.
Just to see the amount of strength in the legs of the person holding, right, who's performing the takedown, the torque on the body, and then you've got that person in the air, so you're carrying your weight and their weight, and then eventually I'm presuming that's going to end in a pin.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Right.
I mean, that's an incredible display of athleticism. Thank you for sharing that one shot with us, Kelly.
1,600 girls registered, by the way, for AAU wrestling.
Wow.
This sport did not exist 5 years ago.
I know, and it's taking off in such a big way. I love seeing all of these major girls' teams. Go, ladies.
Thanks, everybody, for getting those photos up. Still, we would love to see yours. If you've not yet posted, get that up right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page for One Shot Weekends.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9. We hope you didn't hear this. The scramble screwed up.
You can pick up the tickets to enjoy the show.
Extra added level of difficulty. You have to do it on skates. No, you've got 10 minutes and 29 seconds.
Yes.
Not 10 minutes. That would take forever. Can you imagine doing a contest that went for 10 minutes to 29 seconds?
Help me.
You know what? Two heads are better than one.
Let's talk it through.
We'll crack this nugget.
I think you crack a nut and you dip the nugget.
We'll dip this nugget.
Well, let's dip this nugget next. That's pretty dry and cut, right?
Yes, it is dry and cut.
Cut and dry?
Nope, it's dry and cut.
Dry and cut.
You got it right the first time.
Okay.
Dry and cut.
Dry and cut.
New phrase announcement, everybody. Dry and cut.
As everybody says, it's pretty dry and cut.
Z102.9, 641 with the mostly cloudy. With the morning
the mostly
scramble.
Mostly cloudy morning scramble.
We're sunny. 8:29 now with the morning scramble. Who are we again?
We're the scrambler. A lot of people in LA lost a lot of stuff. One fan lost her Billie Eilish tour t-shirt. She lost her Billie Eilish tour t-shirt.
Boy, you okay? And we've got a calendar of what year is it?
2025.
2025. We got full 2025 ahead of us. It's a trend on TikTok. Tip-top. I call it TikTok.
Hey.
Trend on TikTok?
TikTok.
The best of the worst of the morning scramble. Z102.9. Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Another case of bird flu in the state of Iowa, this time in Dallas County, that was reported over this weekend. It is a mixed species backyard flock. That's Iowa's fifth detection of bird flu within a domestic bird flock in 2025. University of Iowa Healthcare, among only three academic medical centers in the nation and the only in the Midwest, to offer what promises to be groundbreaking treatment for people with major depression. So the standard treatment at this level where medication is not working, they use magnetic fields basically on the brain. So it's non-invasive, but they're like pumping magnetic fields in your head, right?
Yeah.
So that is known as transcranial magnetic stimulation. It is typically a 6-week treatment. In Iowa City, they have figured out a way to hyper-target it, and they will get you out of there in 5 days.
Oh, that's much better.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
The treatment is being used for a limited number of patients, so they have not replied to, you know, responded to any other therapy at all. This is pretty much like the last, like, let's really tackle this together.
That's cool.
That is groundbreaking. Yeah. That's currently happening in Iowa City, which is pretty darn cool. Wrapping up the buzz with some sports shorts. Sad news for the Hawkeye women's basketball team. They got bounced on Friday night, lost to Ohio State by one, like 60-59. Now the men play, barely. So now there are 18 teams in the Big Ten. We always have to keep reminding ourselves of that.
It's a big league.
Not all of them get to play in the Big Ten tournament. Only 15 get to play. Would you like to guess the number 15 seed?
Are we 15?
We are number 15.
We are 15.
We made the cut for the Big Ten tournament. Iowa will play Ohio State. I guess, is that poetic justice?
That's weird.
It is a little weird that it sets up that way. This will be on Wednesday. And the way that bracket is set up, we're the middle game that day, so about 5 o'clock.
Is somebody, like, with a theater degree
adding drama?
Yes, because, like, all of the women's games were at night. Let's have Iowa be at night, like, and be a featured. And now we're going to play the team that the women just lost to by 1 point?
But you wouldn't have known that, right? They didn't. I don't know when.
It's a pretty good story.
It's a very big coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it. I'm going to file this under C for Quinky Dink.
You're saying Quinky Dink?
I say Quinky Dink.
I say theater major at the helm.
Someone is puppeting the drop, like puppet master?
Yes.
Adding intrigue and drama.
Creating stories.
Man versus man of basketball, but let's add a subtext to it. The team they play is the team that beat the other team.
Ooh.
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 This is great. Where are my clove cigarettes? Why am I wearing a scarf indoors, you ask? Well, why not?
Why
I ask
not?
You.
It's an ascot.
It's theatrical. Do they have a beret?
Yeah. Do they have a beret?
How dare I?
What else would you wear with a purple trench coat?
Fair enough.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
C102.9.
Now, sometimes, like, you can't judge a book by its cover.
Watch me. No, you're right. You shouldn't.
You should not.
You should not.
You should not. Sometimes, like, in the realm of food for, like, Taste It Tuesday, it's like, try it before you say no.
That's, and especially with a little one who's eating.
Yeah.
Right? That's how you get them to learn to like food. You have to try everything a little, like, once.
You have to experience. You have to say, you have to try it before you can say that you don't like it.
Right.
However, I'm just going to go ahead and say big nope on this Frankenstein invention from the University of Miami baseball stadium.
So what can, is it like, oh, baseball park food's always fun and adventurous.
Yes, this
like
is.
Like bacon wrapped hot dogs and nachos and a plastic helmet.
Almost. What this is they are known for their milkshakes. And these are not going to bring the boys to the yard, I don't think. They like to.
Watch it. Watch me. Bring me in.
I know you think you like milkshakes.
I love milkshakes.
But you are not going to like these milkshakes because they like to make milkshakes inspired by the opponent. So whoever their opponent is, they will rotate out a different milkshake. And their most recent one was a cheesesteak milkshake.
A cheesesteak milkshake?
Yeah. They were playing Villanova, which is just outside of Philly. So to honor Villanova, they were selling cheesesteak milkshakes, a vanilla milkshake blended with a cheesesteak sandwich.
Oh, my God.
Actual cheesesteak, actual cheese whiz.
In the milkshake?
In the milkshake. And the photos, I'm like, well, maybe it looks better than it sounds. They don't look good. It looks like a cheesesteak.
Chunky?
It's a chunks of cheesesteak sandwich.
What color is it?
It's blended, but it also has a big chunk of cheesesteak sandwich on top.
No!
So it's...
Oh, my God.
It's just so gross. It's just so gross. And I can't... I don't want to try it. No.
No, thank you.
Although one person did and said, honestly, it was awesome. But we don't know who that person was, and we don't know how much they had been drinking.
Okay, let's think through this. And let's say it's the Big Ten. Iowa. Northwestern comes to town. Would you have a deep dish Chicago-style pizza milkshake?
Milkshake.
Wisconsin comes to town. Cheese curd milkshake?
Fried cheese curd milkshake.
Minnesota's in town. Hot dish milkshake. How does that sound?
I don't know.
Like a tater tot casserole milkshake?
No! Stop! Wait, is it chocolate or vanilla?
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
We can now end the mystery. We know how Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy died, and it's such a tragic story.
This is heartbreaking.
Authorities say that they believe Betsy passed away first. She had hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. It's a severe respiratory illness that you get from contact with infected rodents. Oh my gosh.
Sounds like the plague.
Exactly. Then Gene survived about a week before succumbing to severe cardiovascular disease. And if you're wondering, well, why didn't he call and have somebody come take care of the wife? He was suffering from severe advanced Alzheimer's disease, so he may not have known that she passed away, nor how to take care of himself. There was no food in his system when they found him.
And he was found, it appears he had fallen down the stairs, right?
Yeah.
Or was it the foot of the stairs?
Yeah, in the breezeway or whatever.
Yeah. Like, I can't imagine living in that world you're living in where you really don't know what real is.
Exactly.
And then maybe something in your head said, like, I need to go check on the person I think I still remember.
Yeah, but you
don't
know.
And in that moment, you don't know.
You have no idea. So he had passed away. They got that indicator because they were able to check his pacemaker. Authorities had to do some work on Betsy, though, because they looked through to find out, like, when was the last time that she was alive. And they did find some CVS surveillance camera footage. She was spotted February 11th. Was the last day that anyone saw her alive. So
I think I read somewhere, too, by going through family and friends, they could figure out the last time she was either contacting them by phone, text, or email.
Last time she reached out.
And then there was kind of this clear, hard stop of all communication coming from her.
Right.
Which I also wonder if that led to the welfare check. Because that's kind of how this all... Or were there maintenance workers?
There was maintenance workers there, and they asked to be let in. And their bodies were then discovered days later on the 26th of February. So sad. But at least now we know and understand exactly what happened, because that was very mysterious why all of those tragedies would happen in one time. Lady Gaga was the host and musical guest on Saturday Night Live this past weekend. And during her monologue, she addressed some past embarrassments, starting off with the last time she hosted Saturday Night Live, which was way back in 2013. And she said every aspect of her performance aged amazingly. Don't Google it, though. It was SNL 2013, Lady Gaga featuring R. Kelly. Nobody go look that up, please. And thank you very much. And since then, you know, she has transitioned her career. She's doing a little bit more acting, which hasn't gone the best either.
Anyway, I'm an actor now. And I've been very diligent about selecting films that would showcase my craft as a serious actor. Films such as Joker 2. Apparently people thought it was awesome. Joaquin and I even got nominated for a Razzie, which is an award for the worst films of the year. So we won for worst on-screen duo. But joke's on them. I love winning things.
I like that she's not taking it too
seriously.
She
has to laugh at herself.
Have to. She said that, you know, that brings her a step closer to an Egot, which if you get an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, a Tony,
Razzie.
And a Razzie.
Egot.
That's one more, isn't it? She also promised that she was going to act, she was going to sing, and she would never do Joker 3. So thank you for making that commitment to us all, Gaga.
I'm a little surprised she did not do anything for A Star Is Born.
I know.
As big as that was.
You had some high moments, yes, too, as an actor. So, well.
Better things to come.
There are better things to come. By the way, it's always cool to meet your heroes, but be careful, because I think Gene Simmons is trying to swindle somebody. The Gene Simmons Band is going on tour, and he's offering some different packages for fans, you know, based on what you want to pay to get access to him.
So this isn't Kiss. This is just Gene Simmons' band?
Yeah, Kiss is done, but Gene Simmons' band
okay,
is hitting the road. And he is offering you the opportunity to rock like a roadie.
Wait, you got to pay to work the show?
Bingo, buddy!
Is that what this is?
If you pay him $12,500... you can be his roadie.
$12,000 to check mics and get him bottled water and go, sibilance.
Oh, no, that's not all. You have to load gear, help set up the show.
What?
There are some perks, though. You get to eat with Gene. You get to sit in on sound check. You get a signed set list.
No, you work sound check. You work the set list. You get the set list because you're going to rip it off the stage when you're cleaning up.
You get a bass guitar that he uses in rehearsal.
That's cool.
A crew shirt and hat. Gene will also bring you on stage, introduce you, and you get to bring a guest. So it's like a twofer, you know? You can also bring up to 4 items for Gene to sign. There's a whole list of the things that you get. But here's the deal.
But you're going to get yelled at from the tour manager the entire show.
That is correct. You are working. Also, if you want to see the show, that's not your show ticket.
Because you're working. You're backstage.
If you want to go to the show, you have to buy a ticket to the show.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to buy that separately. Otherwise, you pay him to work for him.
Good on him to have this idea, and shame on you if you buy it. Right? Nobody's making you buy it, but somebody's going to buy it. Somebody's going to buy it.
Somebody's doing it. I just can't wait to find out.
I can't believe that.
Oh, my God. It's genius, Gene. It's genius. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.